Graham, mob protesters hate America, capitalism, have no respect for religion, diversity of thought. By Jeff Poor on June 26, 2020. Friday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, offered his thoughts on mob rule, which is on the rise since the death of George Floyd while in the custody of the Minneapolis Police Department. Graham explained how in South Carolina, there was a process to remove the Confederate flag from the state's Capitol dome, which is a far cry from what is underway now. Here's what happened in South Carolina, he said. We chose the rule of law to deal with the problem, and we didn't let the mob deal with the problem. The flag came off the dome of the Capitol because the legislature voted it down through the democratic process. It wasn't taken down. The Confederate flag was moved from in front of the Capitol because Governor Haley and the State House again vote to move it. What these people are doing are taking the law into their own hands. This is rule of the mob, not rule of law. The South Carolina Republican argued that given the targets of the mob, one could conclude the protesters had anti-America tendencies. And what you've got to realize, why would you take an abolitionist statue down? Why would you be going after Abraham Lincoln? Graham said. The people doing this hate our country. They hate the way we were founded. They hate capitalism. They have no respect for religion. They have no respect for diversity of thought. These people are the most radical people in, known to America. We're at war with them politically. They want to destroy America as we know it. They hate America. And every symbol of our country, from the flag to a statue, they hate, he added. They want to turn us into a socialist nation. They want to destroy the family unit as we know it. And I tell you what, to the listeners out there, you may not believe you're in a war, but you are politically. And you need to take sides, and you need to help this president. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.